This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have a surprise guest joining us for 2 seconds, and then I'll dive into all the other news after that. But we're in a historical period, a major power flux. The corporate global government plan of globalism gave untold fiat wealth to mega corporations, and then they allied themselves with communist China. There was an agreement that China would control the economics and the manufacturing. The banks would control the finance and the digital currencies. The United States and Europe would control the military in an alliance. Of course, all these different power groups didn't follow the agreement except for the United States. And the UK did to a certain extent. And were absolutely cheated and set up. Now all those agreements are being broken. The United States is exercising its power over Europe and over the Chi-Coms. Russia is trying to stay out of it, wisely. The Queen of England has now joined with the United States and the West and is trying to get a clean Brexit in place. This is an incredible time to be alive. We are winning. Now, we're still being culturally rotted out from the inside. We are still seeing the establishment try to crash the economy. They can still try to assassinate Trump. That would only backfire. Look at all the angles on that. But they are going to just keep putting out disinfo and propaganda as long as they can. And there's a lot of other ways that they're going to try to strike back. And so on tomorrow's show, I'm going to get more into the real transhumanist threat, which we've still got to face. Because just because the global model for global government's in trouble doesn't mean these organizations still aren't there. They're not still moving forward and trying to reconstitute their operations through big tech that is forming the real global government with the cashless society, with the surveillance, with the censorship in live time using AI and its human collaborators. We'll be talking about that some next segment. But there's more than one way, as I say, to skin a wabbit or skin a cat. And that is to cut off the infrastructure of Google and Facebook and Twitter, to pull government contracts, not allow them to be used at government installations because they've been compromised by foreign powers, particularly Apple and Google, and to do things like the Justice Department just did. We had callers talk about this yesterday, how we need to treat Apple and Google like Huawei, which is really an organ of the Chinese communist government. And this is now out from Bloomberg. Justice Department opposes Google's undersea cable from China and is not allowing them to connect it to the U.S. mainland or to Hong Kong. So there you go. The plot is thickening. Parliament suspended for working against the referendum of the people. Oh, sorry. Kashmir just got invaded by the Indians. It's their land anyways. They're not going to submit anymore and have the Hindus ordered out of their own country. Oh, sorry. And you just see move after move after move after move. And you see Russia telling neocon U.S. senators, you're not welcome here. And Israel telling all the Islamicists in our Congress, you're not welcome here to come here and try to overthrow. I mean, people are fighting back. Also, this is huge. Trump administration to create special office of transparency to expedite release of DOJ documents. Unfortunately, they're not charging Comey at this time. Just like we see Barr saying, oh, there's no foul play with Epstein. He's there to clean stuff up and have an alliance in the government and try to stop the civil war in the government. But the left isn't stopping. I'd love them to stop and we can make America great again and fix the country and move on. I don't want to just piddly around and fight them all day. I want them to go away with their stolen money. But they're not. Just like Napoleon got put on an island and he came back and formed his army again. Finally, he wasn't given, 100 troops and his generals to reconstitute. Oh, you can have your generals pretend to be a king. He used them to launch another giant war. Got his ass handed to him, finally, by Lord Wellington. And we're right back at that point again. We're going to have to indict these people and lock them up for espionage. They're not going to stop, okay? We've got all the evidence. It's not going to hurt the stock market. It's the right thing to do. They're the ones trying to overthrow the country. So we got to move against them like Benedict Arnold. Got to indict them, lock their ass up, throw away the key. We'll be right back.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think. Expect
even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Howdy, folks. I'm here to tell you all about Murph's. You see, Facebook won't let us use the word in any advertisements. They also won't let us show shot or.
Hippies.
Here at Murph's, we got tons of stuff for all your outdoor and self-protection needs. So much so that this is one of the only camera angles in the store that we can show you without violating Facebook's rules. Oops. We got it all! And in real life, none of the stuff in the store is covered up or blurry. We got a great selection of and water bottles. So, whether you're trying to stock up for a great pheasant, whitetail, or turkey trip, or you're just trying to exercise your Second Amendment right to protect your family and own a or shop, come on down to Murph's, where you'll get the most bang for your buck.
Up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, Cale Murphy is our guest, MurphsGuns.com. We aired this earlier in the week, and I had it posted at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com over the weekend, and I said, I got to find out who this little gun shop in a medium-sized city of Oklahoma is because they did a super good commercial, much better than you see on national television. It turned out it's a real gun shop, popular all over the country, not a sponsor of ours, wish they were, Murph's Guns. And Cale is a third-generation owner of Murph's Guns in Duncan, Oklahoma. Since buying the store from his father and uncle in 2013, Cale has been working hard to grow the online presence and recognition of his gun store. And I said he did a damn good job here. Ought to hire him to do our marketing. But the big story is how they got censored. Now you can't say the word gun or shotgun or handgun or ammo. And again, with AI watching it, now Facebook's saying you won't be able to text it. Just like my names. First, they said you can't say Alex Jones or InfoWars. You try to use the WhatsApp, they're blocking talk of guns. So this is, Congress has got to act. I mean, these things are bigger than utilities. Imagine if AT&T said, we've got AI listening to your phone, and if you say the wrong word, we're going to cut in on it. Well, Facebook's doing that. I was just warning of this 3 months ago. Now they're doing it. Remember CNN said, well, Jones, you can't say his name on Facebook unless it's negative. And if you do say it positive, you'll be banned. But they said, but we're also looking to see if people are talking about him on WhatsApp. That's private messengers. And they said, yes, we're watching you there. So this is beyond what the Chi-Coms are even doing. So, Cale, thanks for coming on with us, and thanks for fighting back. You know, Dick Sporting Goods, I mean, Dick is really goes by his name here, doesn't he? Nothing against people that have the name Richard, but Dick's is saying they're anti-gun. They're going to pull guns out, period. That is, I think, building towards confiscation. So I'm glad you are fighting back, my friend.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having time to join us. So tell us what happened to you and why you did this.
Well, a friend of mine and I were having breakfast one morning. I was kind of telling him how hard it was to advertise on Facebook. You know, but this brilliant idea about, you know, what if we set everything that Facebook won't allow us to say, but we censor. And so he came up with this great idea to make this whole bleep camp where every time it says guns, shotguns, rifles, pistols,
hey, Murph, man, I really want to get you on, but we're going to reconnect on your Skype. We're having a Skype problem here. Hell, you just might have to fly down here to Austin or drive down here and be in the studio with us. But again, we love what you're doing over there. We're going to work on that here for just a minute and get back with you because we are a radio show. Well, you are pretty. Seriously, folks, this shows the level we've gotten to where last week the Republican Party put out just a color online brochure that said, we want strong women to join the Trump campaign. If you believe in America and women empowered and America and having women and, you know, at the corporate leadership level, Donald Trump's launched a leadership council to get women into even more leadership positions. He's put more women in leadership positions than the last two presidents combined, and he wants to have you join his campaign. And they said, you are not allowed. Period. You are not allowed to say strong women because somebody might not be a woman. That's misgendering. You know, that doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. If you can sabotage the very language you totally control. That law in California says if you misgender someone, you say, hey, sir, and the guy's got a short haircut and looks like me. I'm a woman. How dare you? I've got a beard, but you ain't never seen a bearded lady. That's a crime. So this is a war on reality, a total power grab. It's absolutely out of control, and it's incredibly dangerous. But I can't wait to talk to this fellow because he put together a really good ad. So we're going to work on his audio, maybe get him an external mic. Maybe we'll teleport that up to Oklahoma. Northerners up there. Oh, part of Oklahoma, if you're part of Texas. And then we'll get right back to him. But I wanted to air this little piece. Smart meter radiation attached to millions of homes as a public service announcement because it's incredibly important. So, again, smart meter radiation attached to millions of homes. The only way we're going to warn people about smart meters being basically 4G, the 5G, not linked but proven to be causing cancer, is to admit this is happening. So we're going to go out to break playing part of this report. The government says you should set your thermostat to 80-something degrees at night to save the earth and save the planet. The idea that carbon dioxide is bad, it's actually good. If you liquefied all the CO2 in the atmosphere down, it'd be less than an inch. It was liquefied. I mean, it's one of the most trace gases out there, essential for life. Didn't have it, we'd all die. Plants would not put out oxygen. So that's what's going on. First they said 80-something degrees. Now they're saying 78 degrees. They're trying to walk it back because of the backlash. But remember,
they told us 10 years ago, oh, the smart meters will turn your thermostat down for you at night, and your smartphones will interface with it and track what you're doing. And the government then under Obama was saying, we'll just do this without you consenting.
We do know that some smart meters produce data that has enough granularity that experts are able to go in and tell what kind of appliances people are using.
Despite concerns from groups like the ACLU, the utility says it's built cybersecurity into the meters and the software that runs them. But information's still being gleaned.
They're building a profile on the consumer, not only their usage, but the time of day.
You can tell when a homeowner is home or not by this monitoring. We don't know if their system can be hacked.
And then there's the concern of radio frequency emissions, which some say can cause health issues.
We spend a lot of time out
here. We're going to break. It isn't some say. It's all the major studies. It's conclusive. Cigarettes cause cancer. 5G, 4G, 3G cause cancer. Cell towers give your kids big, giant brain tumors. Brain tumors are up tens of thousands of percent. I see kids everywhere with their heads shaved and surgery points on them. Saw like five kids yesterday that had part of their brains cut out. I wasn't even looking for it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an example of a small business person fighting back and putting out a viral video that shows how Facebook won't let you say the word guns, firearms, ammunition, shotguns, rifles, you name it. And again, they've now moved on to everything else and all these other words. Congress has got to act. So get into why you did this, recap what you were saying earlier before your audio cut out, and where you see all this is going. And again, it's a hilarious gun store ad, bypasses Facebook censorship. It's on InfoWars.com. So tell us more about this.
Yeah, Alex. So a friend of mine and I were having breakfast one morning, and I was kind of telling him about the struggles I was having about advertising on Facebook. And he said, you know what? What if you said all the words, guns, rifles, pistols, shotguns, but you bleeped it out? And you make 8 videos where every one of those words is bleeped out. So that's what we did.
Well, it was really smart, and it's gotten a lot of attention. Tell us about this particular actor. He's a funny guy.
Oh, he was great. He owns the media production company. He's called 6'5 Production in Birmingham. And actually, a friend of mine that I was having breakfast with knew Taylor Robinson. And he said, you know, this is your guy. This is the actor that you want. And what's really funny is whenever you talk to him in real life, he's very laid back. He's not anything like that.
Well, I'm actually just like this guy in real life, so.
Oh, are you really? Well, I'll call you next time I...
No. I want to hire him to do an ad for us because, seriously, we're in the same position where you can't say Alex Jones, you can't say InfoWars, you can't say strong women. So I'm going to take all the things that Facebook has actually banned and maybe have somebody like him saying, hey, I'm here from Facebook. Let me tell you what you can't say. Shut your damn mouth, Americans. You can't say this. You can't say that. I mean, he's a good guy.
Oh, he was a great guy. And what we wanted to do was we just wanted to, you know, kind of poke fun at both sides of it and, you know, create something that we thought that our customers would like and our customers would think was funny. And I think we've done that so far.
What's the response been like?
Oh, it's been great. I had a guy call me from Amsterdam. We've had several emails, even from Ireland, you know, telling us to keep fighting a good fight and that they love the commercial. And what's even funny, too, is, you know, there's been almost negative, you know, no negative feedback. You know, even the anti-gun people have emailed us and said, you know what, I can appreciate something like this. This is funny.
But think about the danger of the assault on the language where you can't say strong women because that misgenders people if someone sees the word woman. I mean, this is a cult. This is so dangerous. This is beyond things like 1984.
It is. And, you know, I wish they wouldn't censor stuff like that. But, you know, there's rules that they have that I have to play by. And so that's what we did. And we were able to create these videos. And
you
know, what's funny is
great
a lot of people don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, a lot of people don't know is that we did create 8 of them. So the next one is actually coming out tomorrow at 9:15. And they all have. You know, every time it says any of these words, it's bleeped out.
Well, I would love for you to send us that as well. If you send it to us, we'll premiere it at 9:15 as well on InfoWars.com because these are really, really funny ads. So we've only seen the first, and now we're going to get to see 7 more.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So I would say that's money well spent. I like how you worked around what Facebook is doing. So they haven't restricted these ads yet.
No, they haven't. And, you know, I'm kind of surprised they haven't. But, you know, we actually never say guns, rifles, pistols, or shotguns. So I don't know what their grounds would be if they did want to take it off.
Well, you know, they're just going to probably change their rules, which is really frightening. How are folks responding to all this censorship and things that are going on up in Oklahoma?
Oh, you know, there's, of course, you know, in Oklahoma, and especially in my part of the country, in Duncan, Oklahoma, most people are pro-gun, so they do think it's pretty ridiculous, but there's ways around it. You know, if you want to, if an individual wants to sell, you know, two guns and they want to put it on Facebook, you know, they could take a picture of it and say, you know, the cup of coffee is on the cup of coffee on the left is, you know, X amount of dollars, and the cup of coffee on the right is X amount of dollars. But Facebook won't pick up on it because you didn't say guns. So there's ways around it. So people still do it.
And that's why Facebook and Twitter and the European Union want to ban memes. They actually passed a law saying you can be fined thousands of euros if you don't get a meme pre-approved by the government. That's just taking an image and making a joke about it, because AI can't tell what humor is, and AI can't tell when you're making a joke. And that's really the beauty of the human mind. So we're being told by Elon Musk that the age of humans is over. Our age is just beginning unless we advocate our authority over to this system.
That is correct. I mean, we need to continue to support those who support the Second Amendment. And, you know, I am all for the Second Amendment. I'm all for electing people that are pro-Second Amendment. And, you know, it's really funny. I've done detailed research, and I've never sold a gun to somebody that was anti-gun. So we need to continue to put those people in office that, you know, that are pro-Second Amendment and that are going to fight for our rights.
By the way, is that a new T-shirt that says Murphs and it shows a pheasant, guns is blurred out? That is that part of this advertising campaign?
It is, yes, sir. And in fact, we were planning on making some T-shirts, but we were just a little bit behind the ball. And whenever we released this video, man, it went over like gangbusters, and people were telling us, you know, get a shirt. So we actually have shirts available on our website, and we also have water bottles as well.
That's awesome. So shirts are allowed, water bottles are allowed. Facebook won't get mad about that. But seriously, I hope that you'll send me, or maybe I should get one of complimentary Murph's guns in extra large, because that is a handsome, simple, good old-fashioned shirt. And people ask why it's blurred. Well, that's not to make the libtards angry. We don't want to trigger them with free speech.
That is correct. If you'll send me your address, I'll send you a couple.
Wear one on
there. I'll even throw in a water bottle for you.
All right. Well, listen, Cale, absolutely. We'll write a blurb tomorrow when your second one drops, and MurphsGuns.com. We really appreciate you coming. We got about a minute left. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to say appreciate you having me on here, and stay tuned. We do have 7 more commercials coming, so I hope you enjoy them.
All right, well, let's all hang together on the First Amendment as well, because I know you're getting around it, and it's cute, and it's funny, and it's smart, and you should do it. We should adapt and improvise, but we should also go to Congress and say, listen, these are bigger than telecoms, bigger than AT&T, and they need to stop this because they're trying to block Christian groups. Like I said, they're blocking Republican ads. Twitter blocked the leader of the Senate when he just linked to video, people death threatening him at his house. They left up the people that put it up, but wouldn't let the leader of the Senate say it was wrong. I mean, this is dangerous.
It is very dangerous. And, you know, I wish everybody was able to play by the same set of rules. You know, you being a gun store owner, I'm limited on that. But the one thing that I am thankful for is I know God is still in control. And so that's what I hang my hat on every night I go to sleep, and every morning I wake up. And so I'm thankful for that, but we do need to continue to fight for our freedoms and our liberties.
Cale Murphy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, and Godspeed.
All right. Thank you.
Love what they're doing. We need every mom and pop to fight back the same way. Build alternative systems, but fight on the planet.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Like I said, we've got Greg Reese and Savannah Hernandez joining the broadcast in the fourth hour today. They're going to be co-hosting. They just got back from Hong Kong. That's really a big deal. Chinese troops began invading with wheeled tanks and armored vehicles as threatened. Our media is basically playing it down like, oh, it's causing unease in Hong Kong that Chinese troops just rolled in. They have promised that they are going to be attacking the population if they try to go out and demonstrate. It's estimated that 80% of the population there does not want to be under Chinese mainland rule. They are the children and grandchildren of those that fled 70 years ago when Mao Zedong took over the mainland and began slaughtering over 100 million people. But they never got in trouble like Hitler.
So basically, the government put in by somebody as bad or worse than Hitler is now invading their nation and now shipping in massive Chinese Communist Party nationals to take over. And they're angry. They're upset. So I've got a bunch of other news I want to hit, but we'll do that next segment. I want to play Paul Joseph Watson's report. He just got back yesterday as well, breaking down what's really happening in Hong Kong. But this is a big, big deal. And then engineering school lowers entry bar for women. Critics blast move as insulting to women, especially current female engineers. And the Army Rangers have lowered standards yet again so that they can put women into the meat grinder. Also, I mentioned this at the start of the show. It's linked up at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. It's not just happening in Austin. I first heard about this 2 months ago. Now it's happening all over areas in the southern United States where they've had temperatures over 100 degrees weeks on end. Hundreds of dog deaths in Austin because most of them don't get reported. Thousands all over the country. I personally know people whose dogs have died that didn't tell the news or the health department. And we'll tell you what's happening. Dog deaths across the U.S. linked to toxic blue-green algae in lakes and ponds. But here's Paul Joseph Watson's report on Hong Kong.
Tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannons, live rounds fired. That was my leisurely Sunday afternoon in Hong Kong. Why are the protesters out on the streets? They have five demands. One, the full withdrawal of a bill that would allow suspects in Hong Kong to be extradited to China. Two, an inquiry into allegations of police brutality. Three, amnesty for the arrested protesters. Four, universal suffrage to allow 100% of the city's executive council, which is dominated by Beijing, to be voted in by the people of Hong Kong. The fifth demand is that authorities stop referring to the demonstrations as riots, which is probably going to be difficult given that you basically have two armies dressed in battle gear, gas masks and armed with weapons, one side lobbing tear gas, the other side lobbing bricks. It certainly looked like a riot to me. Hong Kong government has said over and over again that it won't accept any of the five demands, so the violence will only escalate. Many protesters have also said they think violence is part of protest and that the threat to their freedoms is so existential they need to resort to all means possible. We talked to several people who said that the Chinese government is using mass migration to subsume Hong Kong's identity and weaken its unity. Does that remind you of anything?
Ich auch. Ist so hübsch. Enjoy difference, start intolerance.
Chinese people are allowed to move to Hong Kong and get immediate access to the jobs market, housing and healthcare benefits. They're even allowed to vote. This destabilization and subversion of Hong Kong is driving a great deal of the resentment. And it goes both ways. Dozens of Chinese taxi drivers in Hong Kong are flying huge Chinese flags from the back of their cars. There have also been small sporadic pro-China protests in the city. But they're minuscule in comparison to the anti-Beijing protests. Despite dressing similar, the Hong Kong protesters are very different from America's snarling, spitting, obnoxious Antifa thugs. Whereas Antifa attacks the media and refuses to be filmed, the Hong Kong protesters go out of their way to protect the media and prevent journalists from being harmed. Whereas Antifa burns the American flag, the Hong Kong protesters fly it proudly. They've also taken a shining to Pepe the Frog, proving once again that any meme can be reclaimed and repurposed despite the American media's obsession with denouncing it as a hate symbol. And no, that doesn't mean the protesters are far right, as numerous idiotic, tanky left-wing journalists are claiming. Opposing an authoritarian regime that silences dissent by literally flattening people doesn't make you far right. It just makes you riot. No reasonable person could deny that the protesters' grievances and fears are entirely authentic. This isn't a bunch of whiny, privileged leftists protesting for rights they already have, just so they can virtue signal about waving a woke banner on social media. This is a nation's youth fighting for the preservation of its future. They're going up against one of the most fearsome military regimes on the planet, a nuclear-armed dictatorship that interns millions of members of minority groups in re-education camps. They're risking incarceration, torture, and a nightmare future trapped in China's social credit score system. A Minority Report-style dystopia where dissidents who express the wrong political opinions are prevented from using social media, traveling, or even having bank accounts. Again, remind you of anything?
Dear passengers, people who travel without tickets or behave disorderly upon the public areas will be punished according to regulations, and the behavior will be recorded in individual credit information system.
The anti-surveillance aspect of the demonstrations came to the fore when protesters tore down so-called smart lamps, which they fear are secretly scanning their faces. To give you an idea of how intense China's control over propaganda and information really is, a local Catholic priest who didn't want to be named for fear of repercussions said that religious education in China is so tightly controlled that many people have never even heard of Jesus Christ. The Christian community in Hong Kong is standing firmly behind the protesters. On Friday night, there was a vigil attended by thousands of participants. This preceded the monumental human chain, where protesters linked arms for 30 miles around the entire city. They even climbed up mountains. The event was an homage to the Baltic Way, when 2 million people joined hands around three countries, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, in 1989 to protest against the tyranny of Soviet rule. Which reminds us that the Hong Kong protest is fundamentally anti-communist. Chi-Nazi graffiti also adorns walls across the city. The wider Hong Kong population broadly supports the protesters, which is no surprise given that police have fired tear gas inside shopping malls, subways, and densely populated residential areas, leading in some situations to angry residents banding together and forcing the cops to leave. Who's responsible for the violence? Police claim they're merely defending themselves against armed mobs and trying to maintain order. But protesters say the demonstrations were peaceful up until riot cops were deployed and tear gas was used against them. China has thousands of troops massing in nearby Shenzhen. Will they be sent into Hong Kong to enact a brutal, bloody crackdown? Probably not, experts say, but Chinese culture is all about avoiding embarrassment, saving face. If Hong Kong is still in turmoil, on October 1st, the 70th anniversary of the founding of Communist China, that will be the biggest embarrassment imaginable for Beijing. So they have to do something. And this is China we're talking about. Tiananmen Square was only 30 years ago. What that something will be remains to be seen. But it certainly isn't going to be pretty.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, who's hosting the fourth hour? You know who. Savannah Hernandez and Greg Reese back from Hong Kong. It's important. Chinese troops have invaded. We're going to be breaking it all down. And then, of course, tomorrow I'm going to have wide open phones and I'm going to get into the technocracy, the transhumanist takeover plan that's now being admitted everywhere. If you look at the reports we heard earlier, it is simply amazing footage. The armored vehicles, the tanks rolling across, the troops massing. That story is up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com if you want to see the raw videos and all of it for yourself. And also, Ilhan Omar demands UN take control of U.S. borders in mirror of European migrant crisis. Such an important story because the UN is running that operation. And by the way, I don't do inhalers. This inhaler has been here for about 6 months. I can just see people in the document cam. There'll be a whole new conspiracy about the inhaler there. But it doesn't really matter. The only way to get rid of this inhaler is to do this. There you go. Oh, wow, actually broke a light or something. That's a good shot, huh?
But again, ladies and gentlemen, continuing. What else is over here on this table? We've got a Trump 2020 $100 bill. I don't think this is real. It's kind of like a seashore or something over here. Things just kind of accumulate and pile up on it. I have an eco-science book down here. They're planning to put fluoride in the water and poison you and your family. Maybe we should talk about that. But again, continuing, I have a few stories that I want to hit here. But first, we produced a product called Carnivore that has these very expensive, high-quality enzymes in it that naturally help your body when you're on an Atkins diet or a ketosis diet absorb and break down the protein and the fat much better, and then also flush you out. Everybody knows probiotics are really, really good. Foods that are also been fermented are really, really good for your guts, upper and lower intestine. But because of all the toxins in the food, the chemicals and things, a lot of those bacteria get killed, especially if you take antibiotics. You've got to replace it with, again, really good probiotics is the quickest way to do that with a regimen. And we sell great Floralife probiotics at InfoWarsStore.com. But we also have the MycoZX that knocks out the yeast, the candida, the mold. That's something people don't go after. It's incredible. But Carnivore in the 90-capsule bottle cost us $17.80-something because we went with the very best enzymes, the most high quality, the most concentrated. The 30-pack cost us over $7 in a nice glass bottle. Those are free right now while the 2,000 bottles sell out. In just a couple days, it'll be a new special. When you get it with DNA Force Plus, with the PQQ, the CoQ10, and all the rest of it for your telomeres, your cells, for a base for everything you do, you cannot beat that product. But because I want you to experience DNA Force Plus and Carnivore that goes so well together, you get a free bottle of Carnivore with DNA Force, the 90-count one. And with Super Male Vitality, you get a free bottle of the 30-count Carnivore. So this is the trifecta, the good bacteria with the probiotic, the MycoZX to knock out the yeast, the candida, the mold, which then takes over when you've had bad bacteria in there. And then, of course, getting all that meat out with that meat diet, which has a lot of benefits, but a lot of bad things in the upper and lower intestine. You know, we love meat, and I'm all about meat. Truth is, we have really high meat diets, and it's got some bad side effects. And Carnivore literally is incredible. So get those today at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask for the buy DNA Force 50% off and get a free bottle of Carnivore today. You can read all the great reviews at InfoWarsLife.com as well. Also, 25% off Super Male Vitality and the free bottle of 30-count Carnivore. I was saying 50% off. They said, hey, boss, we lose money on that. Please don't have sales where we lose money. Let us make 10, 20% because we're selling a lot of stuff, but we're not making a lot of money because of the way you do things. You are a screwball. I don't really think that's true. I want to just ramp up sales so high that even if we're making 20, 30% on stuff, we can still pay the bills. But whether it's the toothpaste or whether it's the colloidal silver, it's all excellent. The fish oil, the krill oil, it's all amazing. A lot of other specials as well, so be sure and check those out. I thank you all for making the transmission possible. And also thank Matt Drudge, as usual. But it is important that Ilhan Omar says, well, the U.N. runs everything around the world and runs borders. Why don't they run it here? I want the U.N. to get rid of our borders and take over and build refugee centers here to bring more in faster. That's a U.N. plan. Thank God Drudge thinks that's important and linked to it. It could not be more important because it's the rest of the story. It's not just Ilhan Omar saying that. Ooh, I want that. Grab that. Trump confronted by Fox host about criticizing the network. Except for four or five hosts on there, it's backstabbing. Its polls are fake. It's run by a bunch of globalists. And so, yeah, Trump better watch out because they're planning to have him unelected. They're planning to steal that election. CNN has a big article out about, you know, don't be so sure 2020 that Trump's going to lose because, you know, he might steal it. They're getting you ready for a contested election. Okay, let's get to the big story. The story is so important. It's up on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Starting about a month ago, I started talking to folks that are dog lovers, and they're saying, yeah, have you heard about all the dogs dying that drink out of the Colorado River? It's dammed up in Austin. They call it Lady Bird Lake. but really it's just an extension of the Highland Lake chains that are the Colorado River. And I said, no. So a couple weeks later, I started seeing articles about this blue-green algae, and the dogs stir up the bank. They drink it, and it kills them deader than a hammer. Well, my wife swam in Lake Travis about a month ago and got an infection in her throat and another infection. Both my daughters got earaches and sore throats. I like to go and swim, so I started swimming more. But the lake got up to 90 degrees in the afternoon. It's a petri dish. And then a bunch of my friends got sick. And then Drew was swimming in the creek that's real popular, Barton Creek. It's been raining a lot, but still, it's like bathwater. He got sick, like some kind of stuff eating his skin. Kellen has his ears swollen shut from the Colorado River. He was up even higher, where it's actually called the Colorado. And so this is serious. And just like we know 5G and 4G before that is causing cancer, just like we know stuff's going on, this is something that needs to be discussed. Because every year in Texas, you don't want to swim when it's 110 degrees and you see little things swimming on the top of the water, look little white specks. Those are amoebas. And every year there's at least two deaths in Lake Travis where an amoeba gets up into the sinus, reproduces, eats through the sinus wall, and eats your brain. There are dozens of deaths a year from it. Now, this isn't amoebas, but they think it's bacteria that are actually growing on the blue-green algae. And so, again, it's just an example of how we know this is killing the dogs. But if it was some pharmaceutical drug, they just cover it up. But if it's blue-green algae, they'll admit it. Breast cancer is killing millions a year. Every place that puts in glyphosate gets massive increases in breast cancer, just like they admit the fluorides, lowering IQ and giving you bone cancer. But at least with the dogs, people are learning about it and keeping their dogs out. So here's the deal. Until the end of September, I'm not getting in any water in Texas. And I wouldn't get it in the South either. This is happening all over the country. Dog deaths across the U.S. linked to toxic blue-green algae in lakes and ponds. This is an emergency health alert to canines nationwide. But I would also, again, tell humans, just do not go in the water. I won't get in the Texas Gulf when it's 100 degrees out because the few times I've gotten infections, it's been in there. And I'm not a germaphobe either, but you start getting something eating your skin off, it's not fun. From Oregon to Maine, from Minnesota to Texas, beloved pets are dying after swimming in lakes and ponds. Stories are emerging nationwide of dogs who took a dip and died moments later, in some cases. And local governments are advising against pets swim in bodies of water which may be contaminated with toxic blue-green algae. In Austin, Texas, and this is what the news admits, it's hundreds, folks. A bunch of people I know it's happened to. Dogs have died after swimming in Lady Bird Lake, with the deaths attributed to the algae blooms being found across the U.S. And then it just goes on from there. But here's why this is so important. It's never been this bad. There's always been amoeba deaths. There's always been deaths from toxic stuff in the water. But it's much worse, not just in the South, but in places like Maine and Minnesota that have never seen things like this. So what's in our environment that's triggering all this? Well, the GMO, the mutations, the cell towers are mutating cells, the radiation released from Fukushima. The Earth is getting more toxic, and it's very serious. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.